about you, Becklin?
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Vlasic shoots and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to Crypto.com Arena in downtown Los Angeles. The San Jose Sharks and the Los Angeles Kings, their first of four meetings on the season. And tonight is an important one, obviously, for the Sharks as the quest for victory continues after a close but no cigar event in Anaheim. I guess the good news, Drew, is that Mackenzie Blackwood had a really good game. There are a lot of good things that happened, but the post was the best friend of Lukáš Dostál a couple of times, and the Sharks are still squeezing their sticks a little bit tightly when things happen that way.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, confidence is a funny thing, and I'm a big believer in you don't lose your confidence, you choose to give it away, but at the same time, when you can't seem to find that success, it's certainly, it's human nature, it's going to weigh on you, and you're going to have some doubts. They can take solace and confidence in their competitiveness. They compete like crazy. Their practices are phenomenal. Yesterday's practice was outstanding in what they were doing. There's a lot of good things around the team, but the optimism that we had at the start of the year has absolutely waned. Now it happens. I can remember in 93-94 us starting 0-8-1 when we had optimism going into that season. And the only way you start feeling better about yourself and your game and your team and your teammates is you got to get a win. But within that, there is a process to get there. You can't concentrate on the result. Again, we talked about it. You can't concentrate on the result. You have to focus on the process. And yesterday, in their video meetings and their coaches talk and in practice, they really got into the details and the process of what they need to do better and more often to win the hockey game.
Well, since we're on this topic, I think I'll let you keep that coach's hat on and tell us a little bit about the net front presence and what they're trying to do, because it looked to me like they're trying to get two guys in there and then have one forward kind of come back a little bit to look for the Joe Pavelski-style tip. Right. One of the things that gets involved, we were talking to Jamal Mayers about this yesterday, is if the defense on the other side sees that, knows what you're going to do, they're going to try to make it difficult for that second guy to get up a little bit high. And by the time he gets there, it's too late. How do you combat that?
Well, you got to move. First of all, you have to initiate. You got to try to get inside. Now, I talk about inside positioning all the time, and what inside positioning is, I want to be between. If you're the defenseman for the LA Kings and I'm forward for the San Jose Sharks, I want to get between your goalie and you. That's inside positioning. So I want to be able to, my first job, as my number one job, if I'm the first guy in there, I want to be a bad goaltender. I want to be in front of their goalie, and I want to let everything go by me. Okay? That's number one. My second guy, he can move. He can maybe roll off. He can pick a little bit to the opposition to try to create some space. He can kind of disappear behind the net and then come back out to the wide side. That's, you know, we talk about Wallman shooting, always looking for a tip. And then that guy you talked about, basically, that third man, I got to have some depth away from the net, because a lot of times you'll be in tight and the goalie will make the save and the rebound and kick right by you. So that's why you have to have that guy a little bit higher up. It's a lot of moving pieces. It's a little bit of a chess game with body contact, you know. It's to me, that's the one area where it's jiu-jitsu on ice. You've got to really be able to move. You've got to be able to think. You've got to be able to get some space, find some space. You've got to be able to play off your opponent's hip. And if I'm defending, I've got to be in your pocket all the time. So there's a lot that goes into it. Yesterday's practice was basically all about just get there. It's a willingness and a recognition. You have to recognize, I got to get there. That's number one. I got to be inside. That's number two. And number three is, it's just, I have to compete for that space.
Interesting thought. Also, the idea that you don't want to fill their brains with too much just yet. This was lesson one in what's probably going to be an ongoing lesson for the next couple of weeks. You know, the subject I was talking about is probably lesson two or three. But just getting in there, and in that sense, when you want that forward to come back up a little bit, that's the one area of hockey where you don't have as much time as you think.
No, exactly. You know, the game is so fast. And you don't have a lot of time to think. And because your defensemen, who usually have the puck, you go low, high, and the defenseman gets the puck to there, they don't have a lot of time to make that shot. So once that puck moves from low to high, from down in the offensive zone to out to the defenseman, you got to move. How many times do we watch on the power play, like pass around, pass out to the point, and the defenseman's got a little bit more time there to take the shot, and they take the shot, and the guys are still standing out in the peripheral on the wings watching them take the shot. Get moving to the net, and you're absolutely right. Yesterday was lesson one, and get to that spot.
And you also have to move their D, too.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The defenseman, you know, when you look at it, everybody say get to the net. There's only so many times you can get to the net. You can't get to the net immediately on a rush because the game happens too quick. And you don't want to have everybody at that net because then you can't get your shot through. That's why you have to have width away from the net and depth away from the net. But the other aspect is it's got to be now. It's got to be after you recover the puck, getting deep, first man takes the body, second man takes the puck, third man's high, and as soon as you recover that puck and push it back to a shooting position, the other two guys, your other two forwards, have got to work to the net.
Well, that's what the Sharks are going to try to do tonight. They're going to put Mackenzie Blackwood back in goal tonight. I think he deserves a consecutive start. First time the Sharks have done that this season. He was really, really on his game in Anaheim and, in fact, deserved a victory more than just about anybody on the team. Carl Grundstrom also, I'm really looking forward to seeing him tonight because he played here in Los Angeles. And I think what Ryan Warshawski was talking about this morning was, he said, I need a little bit more from him when he doesn't have it. I want to make sure that he's involved a little bit more. I think we can get more out of him, more than just, you know, getting in there and working hard and throwing your weight around and killing penalties. He thinks he can actually contribute a little bit with the puck. And it's interesting, we've seen that a little bit from Giovanni Smith in the preseason. I think he wants to see a little bit more from Grundstrom, and if anybody's going to be motivated tonight, it's that guy.
Yeah, and you and I have seen it throughout all these years. It's difficult for a guy to come back to a team he played for. There's a lot of emotion there, and you know he's going to be fired up. I hope he gets the ice time opportunity to show Ryan Warshawski that he can do this. When he played in the AHL, he was a very good offensive player. He does have the ability to hang on to the puck, so I hope he has a great game tonight. It's always tough when a player comes back against his old team.
Another load management night for Will Smith. He'll be looking from above at the press box taking notes. If I'm Will Smith, I'm watching Anze Kopitar.
Yeah, exactly. But who else is there to watch? Like, one of the greatest players we've seen in a long time. He doesn't get enough recognition, I think, for how great of a player he is and a cornerstone to these two Stanley Cup championships. And you and I both know him a little bit. He's an outstanding human being.
He really is. He's only a couple of assists away from a milestone number. He's also a couple of power play goals away from becoming the all-time power play guy in Kings history. You know, that's Luke Robitaille's position there. Dave Taylor is on that list. These are guys that are Hockey Hall of Famer types. Gretzky wasn't here long enough.
You're right, but you know he put up a ton of points.
No, I mean as a King.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, Anze Kopitar, when we look over and there is Vachon, Dion, Taylor, Gretzky, Robitaille, Blake, and Brown up there.
11's going up.
11's going up there without a doubt.
Yeah, that's one of the great joys we have is to see him a few times each year. And, of course, it's the Sharks' job to take the joy out of the L.A. Kings fan base. As the top line for L.A. besides Kopitar is going to be Philip Dano, Kevin Fiala, and Trevor Moore. That's a sneaky, difficult line to play against. And no Drew Doughty. That's kind of tough, I think. A tough injury.
Yeah, that's hurt them. The ankle injury is a tough injury. And Drew Doughty, another guy who's an amazing hockey player and been around for a long, long time. It's hard to believe back in the day when you remember Doughty as that young guy. They're missing him, and that you miss him, of course, on the ice, but you miss him in the room.
Looks like Kyle Burrows, the former Shark, who the San Jose team traded for Carl Grundstrom, is going to be on the other side of the ice trying to do the same thing against the Sharks. And As far as the draft comparison goes, William Eklund went 7th overall. Brant Clark of L.A. went 8th. Always interesting to see how those guys match up against each other. Should be a great game tonight. We're on the air at 7 o'clock Pacific time on the Sharks Audio Network. Jamal Mayers will be with me with the call. Thanks for joining us on today's Morning Skate.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.